The philosopher Harry Frankfurt recognized that the ubiquity of bullshit is a defining characteristic of our time. His classic treatise, On Bullshit, begins as follows. One of the most salient features of our culture is that there is so much bullshit. Everyone knows this, each of us contributes his share, but we tend to take the situation for granted. Yet, we have no clear understanding of what bullshit is, why there is so much of it, or what functions it serves, and we lack a conscientiously developed appreciation of what it means to us. In other words, we have no theory. To eradicate bullshit, it is helpful to know precisely what it is. And here, things get tricky. First of all, bullshit is both a noun and a verb. Not only can I get tired of listening to your bullshit, noun, I can turn around and bullshit, verb, you myself. This is straightforward enough. To bullshit is, at a first approximation, the act of producing bullshit. But what does the noun bullshit refer to anyway? As with many attempts to match philosophical concepts to everyday language, it would be a fool's errand to attempt a definition that incorporates and excludes everything it should. Instead, we will start with a few examples and then try to describe some things that would qualify as bullshit. Most people think they're pretty good at spotting bullshit. That may be true when bullshit comes in the form of rhetoric or fancy language, what we call old-school bullshit. For example, our collective mission to functionalize bilateral solutions for leveraging underutilized human resource portfolio opportunities. In other words, we are a temp agency. We exist as transmissions. To embark on the myth is to become one with it. We might call this New Age, old school bullshit. Just as our forefathers before us, we look to the unending horizons of our great nation with minds fixed and hearts aflame to rekindle the dampened sparks of our collective destiny. Spare us. How are you going to bring jobs back to the district? Old school bullshit doesn't seem to be going away, but it may be overshadowed by the rise of what we call new school bullshit. New school bullshit uses the language of math and science and statistics to create the impression of rigor and accuracy. Dubious claims are given a veneer of legitimacy by glossing them with numbers, figures, statistics, and data graphics. New school bullshit might look something like this. Adjusted for currency exchange rates, our top-performing global fund beat the market in 7 of the past 9 years. How exactly were returns adjusted? How many of the company's funds failed to beat the market, and by how much? For that matter, was there a single fund that beat the market in 7 of 9 years, or was it a different fund that beat the market in each of those 7 years? While short of statistical significance, p equals 0.13, our results underscore the clinically important effect size, relative odds of survival at 5 years, equals 1.3. of our targeted oncotherapy and challenge the current therapeutic paradigm. What does it mean for a result to be clinically important if it is not statistically significant? Is 5-year survival a relevant measure for this particular cancer? Or are most patients deceased within 3 years? Why should we imagine that any of this challenges the current therapeutic paradigm? The team's convolutional neural net algorithm extracts the underlying control logic from a multiplex network composed of the human metabolome, transcriptome, and proteome. What is a multiplex network? Why are connections among these various ohms meaningful, and how are they measured? What does the author mean by control logic? How do we know there is an underlying control logic linking these systems? And if there is, how do we know that this approach can actually capture it? Our systematic screening revealed that 34% of behaviorally challenged second graders admit to having sniffed magic markers at least once in the past year. Why does it matter? And if it does, is marker sniffing a cause or a consequence of being behaviorally challenged? What fraction of non-challenged second graders admit to sniffing magic markers? Perhaps that fraction is even higher. New school bullshit can be particularly effective because many of us don't feel qualified to challenge information that is presented in quantitative form. That is exactly what new school bullshitters are counting on. To fight back, one must learn